All right. So welcome to everyone, and thank you so much for coming on to this Introduction to Mastering the Law of Attraction call. I'm really, really happy that you're all here. And just to let you know, we're going to be, before I get into the meat of what we're going to do today, I want to let you know that we're going to do some writing, because this is going to be a little bit interactive, because I want you to really walk away with some tools. So if you can get a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil, that would be fantastic. So I'll give you a little bit of time to do that if you don't have one in front of you. And as you're doing that, I'll say this again in a second, but on the top of your paper, I'd like you to write down four star, four and then the star sign.
Four star.
Now, four star is what you can use to mute yourself. If you have a lot of background noise, or if it's if you're somewhere where there's a lot of distraction, I don't hear a lot right now, but you might want to do four star. But just know that you'll be muted, and when you want to come back and so you can we can hear you and participate in the call, you can hit four star again, and it will unmute you. Do you get that, everyone?
Yeah. Yep. Hi. How are you?
Good. Hi. Who's that?
I'm Stephanie.
Oh, hi, Stephanie.
Prendergast from Staten Island. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. I totally was eating, and I'm like, ah! I forgot it's 8 o'clock.
Well, you made it on time. We haven't started. We're just about to start. Perfect.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Great. Okay. So does everyone have a pen and paper or pencil and paper?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, good. All right. So we're going to get going. We're going to start off, and I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Everyone, say yes if you ever use the word coincidence.
Yes.
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 Say yes if you ever use the word fate.
What?
Yes.
What word? Sorry.
Fate.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yep. Say yes if you ever have used the term, oh, it's come out of the blue.
Yep.
Yep. Good. Okay, we all use those kinds of words, so you're in the right place. Now, on the other hand, do you all know, it's not really you, but maybe somebody that you know, do you know anyone that keeps attracting negative things in their life over and over and again?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Like those negative Nelly people on some level that's like, oh, one thing happens and another thing happens, and pretty soon they're just like in a spiral of negative things. Say yes if you know people like that.
Yes.
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 Yeah. Well, both of those, the word coincidence, out of the blue, and fate, and also this idea of people that keep attracting negative things in their life, both of those are examples of the law of attraction and how it works. Now, very positive people can attract negative things in their life. Say yes if you...
I can't really hear you. Is there like something blasting in the background?
If there's somebody that has... hold on a second. If there's someone that has a lot of background noise, can you push four star?
I hear like a TV,
yeah.
But someone's speaking over you. I don't know if you got other guys, other people do.
Oh, yeah, I do.
I hear it.
It's like a radio or TV.
Does somebody have a radio or TV in the background on?
Oh. Hello?
Hello, are
very
you there?
Very good.
Okay. Is that better?
That's much better. Go ahead.
Okay, good.
Thank
all
you.
Right. That's okay. I'm glad that you said that. It's hard because I can't hear it as well as you guys can.
Okay.
So both of these kinds of ideas, using those kinds of words, and also the people that say, you know, that are having negative things, are both examples of law of attraction and how it works in your life. Now, most of the people, I would say most of the people on here are pretty positive. Would you say that you're a pretty positive person, yes or no?
Yeah. I'd say in the middle. I've learned to be.
Good. I'm pretty positive, too, but I know myself, I have attracted negative things in my life. Say yes if you've attracted some negative things in your life.
Yes.
We all should say yes.
I know, really. Yes, we should say double yes, triple yes.
Yep. So today, over the next, 20 minutes, half hour, I'm going to explain, I'm going to teach you what the law of attraction is, how it's working, and why you're attracting the things that you are in your life, both negative and positive. Will that be okay with you if we do that tonight?
Yep.
Sure.
Good. Awesome. So by the time that you leave here today, you're going to walk away with at least one really, really valuable tool that's going to help you to apply the law of attraction to your life and to learn about why you are attracting negative things in your life. Say yes if you like that.
Yes.
Good. Awesome. Cool.
Yes.
So the way that I teach and the way that I've been taught to teach also, I've been a teacher for a long time, is I use things called accelerated learning techniques. So already, I've already had you repeat after me. That's an accelerated learning technique. I've had you got a piece of paper and a pen, so you're going to write some things down. So you're going to repeat after me sometimes. You're going to write some things down. You're going to fill in the blanks. And I might repeat myself sometimes. I might repeat myself sometimes. I might repeat myself sometimes. Because I know as a teacher, students that passively just listen, the rate of their comprehension is very low. But if I have you participating with me, writing things down, answering questions, you will retain much more information. Say yes if you like retaining information.
Yes.
Good. Awesome. Very good. Okay. Now, just to let you know a little bit about me, if you don't know about me and what I do. Well, before I tell you that, everything that we're going to talk about today is based on a man named Michael Loger and his teaching. I am a certified law of attraction trainer. And I worked with him, and he is brilliant in the way that he brings the law of attraction to life with very specific how-tos. And that's how we're going to work today. And I've been working with the law of attraction for years and years and years through Abraham Hicks and lots of other teachers with the Seth material. And when I started working with Michael Loger's work, I went, oh, thank God. Someone is really helping us to do the work in a practical way and see results. So today we're going to be working, everything that I teach you today, well, not everything, a lot of it's mine too, is going to be based on his book, Law of Attraction. So if you don't have his book, I'd highly recommend getting his book. And just to tell you some stuff about me and what I do. I'm an intuitive life coach, and I'm a trainer and teacher. And my work all involves helping people to move in their life from a relationship of fear and separation and competition to a life of more love, more peace, and more joy. Say yes if you like that.
Yes.
Yes, we love love. And so I do that in a number of ways. I teach classes like this online. I teach workshops live, and I also have private coaching clients where we work one-on-one for a specific amount of time to really help shift people's lives. And I love what I do. I'm really passionate about it, and that's why I want to give you these tools. So that being said, I also do intuitive readings, too, and I have a radio show, and you can find out all that stuff on maxryan.net.
You travel to Ireland, we see.
That's right. I went to Ireland, and I attracted that into my life using the law of attraction, which is amazing. So you can find out everything about me on maxryan.net. But now we're gonna move forward. So everyone have you got your pen and your paper? Say yes.
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 Okay. So I want you to write down on the top of that paper, I want you to write down a definition. It's important for us to have a common definition of the law of attraction that we are all going to work with today. So I'd like you to just write down this sentence. I attract to my life and business whatever I give my attention, energy, and focus to. I'll say it again. I attract to my life and business whatever I give my attention, energy, and focus to. All right. Can someone please read that back for me?
I attract to my life and business whatever I give my attention, energy, and focus to.
Very good. Thank you, Stephanie. Now, there are four more words after that, actually. And they are whether negative or positive. So please write that down, whether negative or positive. So the whole sentence reads, I attract to my life and business whatever I give my attention, energy, and focus to, whether negative or positive. Now, I'd like you to double underline negative. Because how many of us attract things to our life, like a parking space or a job or a mate that's really a positive thing, and we say, yay, I got the job. Say yes if you do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or I got the parking space, or I got this great thing. We really say, yes, I attracted that to myself. I called on my parking angels, and I got it, or I figured out whatever it is. So it's all great. But this is really important. We also need to know that we attract the negative things, too. So when a negative thing happens, how many of us here say, look, I attracted this car accident. Yay! Anyone here ever do that?
No.
But it's a rule. The law of attraction is a rule. It doesn't matter if it's negative or positive. It doesn't matter who we are. It is a rule. And there's another way of saying the law of attraction. And you can say it's the law of vibration. I want you to write that down. It's the law of vibration.
The law of vibration.
Yeah. It's the law of vibration. Now, a vibration, anyone here can tell me, what is a vibration? How do we know we have a vibration? What do we have inside of us?
Is it a mood or a feeling?
Yep, it's a mood or a feeling. So on your paper, please write down, a vibration is a mood or a feeling.
A vibration is a mood or a feeling.
Yeah. So think about this. How many people here have ever been standing next to someone and you go, oh, my God, that person is angry, and you can feel it? Say yes if you know that feeling.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Or you walk into a room and you think, oh, something's happened here. Say yes if that's happened.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. It could be a million things. And you know that you're picking up a vibration because you know by your what? By your?
Intuition.
Your intuition, your feelings, by your feelings. So we know about vibrations by our feelings. The vibrations, it's coming through our feelings all the time. So the law of vibration and the law of attraction is really just picking up these vibrations that we're sending out all the time. And we're always sending out vibrations. We're always sending out vibrations. And for purposes today, well, let me just ask you, when do we have a mood or a feeling, everyone?
All the time.
That's right. All the time. So right now you have a mood or a feeling, and the next moment you have a mood or a feeling. Yesterday you had a mood or a feeling. Now and now and now. So I want you to just write down, I have a mood or a feeling all the time.
I have a mood or feeling all the time.
Very good, Casey. Let's all say that. I have a mood feeling all the time. Good. Okay. So we can only have one mood or feeling at a time. We can only have one mood or feeling at a time. We can't have two. You can't be happy and sad at the same time, right, everyone?
Right. That's true.
Yeah. You can't be happy and sad at the same time. You have them, and if you really were happy and sad, one came first and the next one comes second. You can go from happy to sad really quickly, but you can only have one mood or feeling all at one time. And a mood or a feeling is your vibration. So there's only two kinds of moods or feelings we're going to talk about today. So on your paper, I want you to write a line down the middle, wherever you're at. And there's only two kinds of feelings, vibrations. What do you think they are?
Positive and negative?
Positive and negative?
Yep, positive and negative. So on the top of the one column, I want you to write negative, and the top of the other one, I want you to write positive. So I want us to just shout out. Anyone can say anything. We're going to look at some negative mood or feelings. What are some negative mood or feelings?
Hey.
Say again?
I think
hate,
he said.
Hate.
I think he said hate. He's getting.
Oh, hate. Okay, let's write down hate.
Depression, anxiety.
Depression, anxiety. Let's write that down.
Anger.
Anger. Let's write that down. Fear.
Right.
Fear.
Loneliness.
Fear. Right. Loneliness.
Oh, bad.
Bad. We could go on and on and on. Right, everyone.
Yep.
Okay, so we know, we get the idea. So there's these negative vibrations we have. We can have one at a time, and these are the list of negatives. So let's look at the other side of positive ones. I like the positives. Let's say some positive feelings that we can have.
Peaceful.
Love.
Yay. What else?
Peaceful, like feeling peace, calmness.
Peaceful and calm. Good.
Acceptance.
A good one.
Joy.
Joy, 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 joy. Love joy. Good. And I always like fun. Fun is a good one.
Fun, yeah, fun.
Fun is a good feeling. Good.
I love fun.
So now you have a list of negative feelings and a list of positive feelings. Now, why are we looking at these two things? We can only have one of these at a time. And the law of attraction has a very specific description, a job description that we need to know, because it's going to make a lot of sense when you find out what this is, the law of attraction's job description is. Because, you know, when you go into a company, you get a job, and you get like a training manual, and it gives you the description of your job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the law of attraction has a really simple job description, and it's two words. It is to match vibration. So please write that down. The law of attraction's job description is to match vibration.
Match vibration.
What's the job description for a law of attraction?
Match vibration.
That's right, to match vibrations. So, law of attraction, we could only have one vibration at a time, right, everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, the law of attraction, its job is to match the vibrations. So, all it's doing is it's checking and checking and checking. What's the vibration that Casey's having? What's the vibration that Max is having? What's the vibration that Stephanie's having? And then it finds the vibration, and then what does it do?
Matches it.
It matches it. Very good. So if I have a lot of love, then the law of attraction is going to give me more?
Love.
Love. That's right. If I have a lot of jealousy, I'm going to get more?
Jealousy.
Mm-hmm. So the law of attraction is totally arbitrary. It doesn't care what the vibration is. All it's doing is matching our what?
Vibrations.
Very good. So at every moment, now, I'm sending a negative or positive vibration, and at every single moment, law of attraction is responding to that vibration by giving me more of the same. I want you to write this that sentence down. I'll say it again. At every moment, I'm sending a negative or positive vibration. And at every moment, law of attraction, or for now on, you can just write LOA, law of attraction is responding to that vibration. By giving me more of the same. So, just like what we were saying before, if I'm putting out happy, I get more happy. If I'm putting out anger, I get more anger. Capiche, everyone? You get it?
Yes.
Very good. Very good. Now, these vibrations are coming from somewhere. They're not just coming out of the blue. We just don't randomly have a negative or positive vibration. It's just not like, well, I'm just positive. Oh, I'm just negative. I'm just having those feelings. It's coming from something. And the thing that I want you all to really learn today is to understand where it's coming from and how it's affecting the results you're getting. Now, the one thing that is one of the most important things is the words that we use. So, on your paper, I want you to write four boxes across the paper, wherever it is, like the size of like a matchbox, okay? Like four matchbooks straight across the paper from left to right. Okay. You got it, everyone?
Yes.
Yep.
So, right now, I'm going to teach you why the words that you're saying are giving you the results that you're getting in your life, okay? So, the first box there on the extreme left, I want you to just imagine me, just or you, just taking a dictionary and pouring out all of those things in the dictionary into that box. So, that box is just filled with what comes out of the dictionary? What are those things?
Words.
Good. So in the first box, I want you to write words. So you're saying words all the time, right? You're saying words. You're thinking words. Right now, I'm speaking words. Words are everywhere in our life. So there's words everywhere. We're thinking them. We're putting them together. And when we put a whole bunch of words in our head, we put these words together, and they form our what?
Thoughts.
They form our thoughts. So in the second box, to the second box, I want you to write thoughts. So all these words get together. They form our thoughts. And these thoughts are usually negative or positive. And those negative or positive thoughts are giving off a negative or positive what?
Vibration.
So in the third box, I want you to write vibration. So you're thinking of these words. These words are putting together into these thoughts. These thoughts are forming your feelings that are putting out a vibration. Are you all following me here?
Yes.
Okay. So these words are making the thoughts, and they're making a vibration, and those vibrations are giving us our, what do you think the last box is?
Results.
Actions.
Results. Our results of our life. So I want you to write results here. In the last box, it's results. So these results could also be called your life. Your life. The words you're thinking and talking about are forming the thoughts that are creating a vibration that's creating these results, and those results are the things that are composed of your life. So, if we want to change our results, if we're not getting results that we want, what do we have to change?
Our thoughts.
Vibration.
If we go backwards, we have to change our vibration, right? So in order to change our vibration, what do we have to change?
Thoughts and our words.
Thoughts. And if we want to change our thoughts, we have to change our
words.
Our words, okay? So when you think about what are the words I'm using, what are the words I'm using, what are the thoughts I'm thinking, what are the vibes I'm sending, because they are giving me the results of your life. They are giving you the results of your life. Do you get it, everyone?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So the vibration, which would also be our feeling, would either be positive or negative.
Mm-hmm.
And so our thoughts would either be positive or negative, and then our vibrations would either be positive or negative, and then our results would either be positive or negative.
Yep, exactly. So you might want to, thank you, Casey, you might want to write in the vibration box and the result box like a positive and negative sign.
Can I ask a question?
You get...
I'm sorry.
Hold on one second. Let me just hold on one second. So you can get a positive results from positive words. You can get negative results from negative words. Okay? Who was that wanted to ask the question?
Stephanie. Well, but
hey, Stephanie.
How are you? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Okay.
Okay, so you have your words, your thoughts, your vibrations, and your results. But isn't it true that it's also it's what you do that changes your thoughts? It's your actions that change your is that what would be the results?
The results in your life on a metaphysical and energetic on an energetic point of view from law of attraction is all about your vibration. That's your vibration is sending out a result even if you don't know it. And that's why it's so important to know what your vibration is. The results that you're getting, see, this is a little bit a higher order thinking and higher order metaphysics, Stephanie, is that the world will keep telling us it's what you do, it's what you do, it's what you do. And the law of attraction will say it's not what you do, it's who you are that's giving you the results. It's the vibration you're sending out all the time that's giving you results. And action, of course, has a part to play in it. But if you're making an action but to go forward, but your underlying vibration is, oh, I can't really do that. It's not going to happen. It's not going to really work out. You might be taking the action, but guess what kind of results you're going to get?
So what's the difference? Okay, so what's the difference if from being like a psych major and stuff like that, like you always saying like what you do, and even in like being a therapist, like you always tell your clients or your students, because I'm a teacher, like what you do affects how you think, and I guess how you think affects what you do, either or. But this is dealing with the fact that if I'm understanding this correctly, that no matter what you do or what you say or what you think, it's deeper than that.
It is, and you're going into when I teach the big course, because it's not the words, truly, it's not the words that we're saying, it's the feeling underneath the words that the law of attraction is responding to. So if you feel like you're not worthy, but you're saying, I'm worthy, I'm worthy, law of attraction is picking up on the feeling or the vibration, not the words.
So really what the law of attraction is the underlining, like, it's really the underlining, if you can't masquerade it, you can't mask it. It's
yeah,
really...
because it's always picking up your vibration. It's feeling what you're feeling and matching your feeling. It's matching how you feel about yourself, how you feel about the world, how you feel about relationships. And you might be saying something on one level, but your feelings are what the law of attraction is feeling, because all the law of attraction's job is to do what, everyone? To
match vibration.
To match the vibration. Okay. Thank you for bringing that up, Stephanie.
It's a bigger question,
but does that help you?
No, it does, because it's truth. I think that's why, you know, no matter how much you seek or how many self-help books you read, why it always has the same results.
That's right, exactly. And you know what? You bring up another good point, is that this work that we're talking about here is not about positive thinking. It's about what your underlying vibration is, and your words that you're telling yourself many times in this model are creating the vibration that you're sending. So if you could be saying one thing, I feel fantastic, but if you're feeling like I'm a failure, law of attraction is responding to which one?
The negative.
Your feeling.
Yeah, you're feeling like a failure.
Right.
Okay? But here's the deal. This is the thing that I want you all to know, is that there is a very, very specific reason why you might be getting results, and there are very specific words that you can change and you can start to eliminate, and you will start to see a total shift in your life. Because the law of attraction and everything that I teach is all about just moving towards what you really want and what feels good, and stop pushing away from what you don't want, okay? So on your paper, you might have to turn it over or whatever, I want you to draw a circle, you know, like a golf ball size. And in that circle, I want you to say, I want you to write reset. So if I am getting negative results, I want to reset it so I get what kind of result?
Positive.
So there are three words that we use, and most of us use them more than 300 to 500 times before lunchtime. And if we can eliminate these three words from our vocabulary, we will change our results. And I want you to write these three words down under the reset. And I'll tell you, talk more about reset in a second. The first word is don't.
Don't.
And the second word is not.
Not.
And the third word is no, N-O.
No.
So, with don't, these three words, here's your homework for the rest of your life. You ready?
Yes, go ahead.
Eliminate these three words for the rest of your life, and you will start to eliminate getting negative results in your life. Because most of the time, we are constantly saying, I don't want that, I don't want this, not to that, no to this. So if I'm saying those words, even in my head, or I'm feeling them, what are those, positive or negative?
Negative.
Negative.
Okay, that's right. So it's just like, you know, the law of attraction is like a computer. So if, or it's like Google search, it's like the Google search. If you put in no sex, what do you get?
Sex.
Mm-hmm. If you put in no football, what are you going to get? What's going to bring you?
Football.
Because you're saying no football, and you get football. So if you're saying, I don't want to be late, what do you get more of?
Late.
Yeah. If you say, I am not going to get angry, what are the circumstances going to probably bring you to get more?
Angry.
If you say, no, stop, let's just say, I want to stop being so hard on myself. What do you get more of? Hard on yourself. So there's a very, very, very simple way to change this, this idea of constantly saying, I don't want that, no to this, no to that. And it's the reset button. It's a very simple sentence. It's a simple, simple sentence. Let's just take this idea. I don't want to be late. What's the opposite of I don't want to be late?
I want to be on time.
I want to be on time. Very good. Thank you, Sue. So the reset sentence that you want to write there is, so what do I want? So what do I want? So when you catch yourself at any time going, I don't want to be late. Let's just take that one example. I don't want to be late. Stop yourself and go, you hear my voice in your head, hear Max's voice saying, oh, here's a don't. There's a don't. Then you say the reset button, say, okay, so what do I want? And you say, I want to be on time, or I want to be early. So when the words change, the vibrations change, and when the vibrations change, what changes? The
results.
Results?
Results. So you go from a negative vibration to a what kind of vibration?
Positive.
Positive vibration. And so that is one of the reasons why, one of the main reasons why we keep attracting negative things, because we keep pushing away from things, and the more what we resist persists. I want you to write that down. What we resist persists.
What we resist persists.
So the more you're pushing away the thing, whatever it is, I don't want men like that. Guess what? You're going to get more men like that. So if I say I don't want a married man, what, and I use the reset button, what would I say?
I want a single man.
I want a single man. That's right. I don't want someone that snores. What's the opposite of that?
I want somebody who breathes easy.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, whatever it is. Whatever it is.
When you don't want something, it feels negative, but when you say what you want, it feels positive.
Very good. And do you feel it like in your gut? Where do you feel it somewhere when you go from negative to positive, or does it just change the energy?
It changes the energy for me.
Mhm. Anyone else here?
Yeah.
Mhm. So if we're going to start to attract, because this is the law of attraction, the law of attraction is trying to tap into and really start to get more of what you want and less of what you don't. But here's the deal. We have to start to clean up our negative vibration. And that's one thing that a lot of law of attraction work doesn't address. It just says, keep thinking about the bike, keep thinking about the bike, and then the bike will appear. But underneath, there might be, oh, but I don't deserve a bike. So the law of attraction is responding to how you feel, how you feel. So many people have seen The Secret, and it's a fine movie, but it doesn't really approach this at all, and that's why it doesn't work. Many people are doing the law of attraction by saying, if I just do the focus on it, it'll come. It can work, but if your tenor of your life is pushing away and always negative, the law of attraction is picking up those negative vibrations.
Max,
so,
can I ask a question?
Yes, sure.
This is Stephanie. Okay, as you're teaching, I'm just being evaluated. My thoughts and vibrations and feelings and everything.
Yeah.
Now. Could it be also the situations around you? Like, it could be our own, I mean, maybe critique of ourselves, but what about if just life experiences, things that we've never asked for, that feel like, you know, you feel beaten up or broken down? Like, how do you rise above and change your vibrations to attract the things and to get the things, the outcomes and the results that you want?
That's a great, great question, and I go really deep into that in the class, in the 4-week class, because what happens, Stephanie, is that most of us, we start to change our vibration depending on the things that are happening to us in our life instead of holding our vibration.
Right. I mean, sometimes
it's
inevitable.
We go to the vibration of tragedy, and then we stay there.
Right.
And so if we're in the vibration of tragedy, what is law of attraction's job, everyone, to...
Match vibration.
Right.
So we unconsciously stay in tragedy or stay in loss, and so we get more?
Loss.
Tragedy.
Tragedy and loss.
Well,
we don't stay in our vibration, and there's very specific techniques that I teach in this class about how to stay in your vibration.
Now,
when you start to stay in your vibration, then if you stay in your vibration, law of attraction is going to bring you more of that vibration. And where most of us are not aware of the vibration we're putting out all the time. And this awareness of your vibration is huge, huge.
Okay, so that I would need to be at the part of that classes.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say it's really good, and there's a lot of techniques in the class that show you how to be like, here's my vibration, and I am sticking it, and I'm not going to go to other people's vibration. And you start to shift the tenor of your life to keep going towards not what you don't want, to what, everyone, to what you
want.
You want.
You do want.
But
my
question being that sometimes it is inevitable that tragedy comes and sickness and things. Okay. And
of course.
Okay.
That's life. That's life. It does happen. It does. But I'll tell you, when you start to really shift your vibration into staying in a positive, on the positive, and going towards what you want, the rule is the law of attraction is going to give you more of good and feeling peaceful and in the flow. You will get more of that. You know, people that have tragedies in their life over and 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 over, they're staying in that vibration of tragedy, right?
Right. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Because we are the source. The world is the effect. We're the cause. The world is the effect. So when we change our cause, the world changes. And our experiences change. It's not that things don't happen, but a lot less of them do. And your vibration stays higher. Capiche, Steph?
Capiche.
Capiche. Everyone say capiche?
Capiche.
Good. Okay.
So maybe you could advise me after you're done teaching on the classes.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're going to go through the other class, too, aren't you, Stephanie?
Yes, which I totally forgot to. Yeah, I'll talk about you when you're done. I don't want to interrupt you.
That's okay. I think, you know, Stephanie's questions have helped people, right?
Yep.
Yay.
Yeah. Thank you, Stephanie. It's good. It verifies a lot of things that people are thinking, I think.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're just not alone. You're just not by yourself. I think when you realize that, you know, there's people that feel and want the same things, and sometimes people are afraid to ask. But I never had a problem talking.
Good.
Good.
I love it. As a teacher, I need talkers. It helps
yes.
me.
Oh, I need to shut up sometimes, I think. But
all
go ahead.
It's all good. Cool. So,
this is Casey. Can I ask a question?
Yes, Casey.
So let me see if I get this correct. If I'm saying I love so-and-so, but underneath I hate the guy's guts, a law of attraction is going to bring me more hate because that's what I'm actually feeling, even though I'm saying something different.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's why this idea of positive thinking doesn't always work.
All right, now I get the idea.
Okay.
Sure.
So it's not about, you know, this is, like I said, we're touching on some, you know, higher order metaphysics here, but it's actually on some level, those four boxes we just wrote, there's a box before that. And that's your underlying vibration of everything, actually. And you can start to change your underlying vibration by changing your words.
Are we born with a certain vibration? We acquire it? How does this all work?
It's all everything. Oh, that's a whole other topic. But everything, in my opinion, as a teacher and a student of A Course in Miracles, that everything is love. We just forget.
Right.
We just forget.
Back.
Okay?
Yep.
All right. So did someone else?
Can I ask a question?
Sure. Who's this?
Luis.
Hey, Luis.
I was wondering if the underlying vibration that you just mentioned, is that the same thing as our belief?
Our beliefs create that vibration.
Oh, okay.
What we believe about ourselves is a vibration or the world or a situation, what we believe. And a belief, here's this, a belief is just a thought we kept thinking over and over. If we change the words in our thoughts, our vibrations will actually change.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
Say that again, Max.
A belief is just a thought we keep thinking over and over. But if we change our words, our thoughts will change and our vibration will change.
So
you know when you shift and you start to go, wait a second, this person that I thought was really whatever, I didn't like them and whatever, and you have a belief about that person, and then all of a sudden that person does something really wonderful, and you go, wait a second, I'm shifting my belief around that person. And then that belief will change your view of that person, and that person will change too.
All right.
Or about yourself. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
You change your words and your thoughts, and your vibration and your results change.
Exactly. This model that we just put, the words and thoughts and vibration and results, is really valuable. It's really, really, really valuable. Before the words, there are your beliefs. That's right. That's true. But beliefs are words and thoughts that you're saying over and over in your head that you don't even know you're saying, that you've probably been programmed since you're a baby. Like money doesn't grow on trees. No one thinks I'm pretty. I'm fat. You know what I mean? Things like that you're saying over and over and over, and it's giving you that last box, and the last box is what, everyone?
Results.
Your results.
But what differentiates? If you know, you can think anything. I mean, any thought. I can think I'm a purple elephant. You know what I mean? And it's what
the whole
I do.
The whole point of this call and these tools is to become very aware of the words you're using in your mind, because most of us aren't aware how many times we're using don't, not, and no, and how those words are creating a vibration that is giving us a result. So you can think anything, of course. We all have power of choice, and that's what's so beautiful with the law of attraction, is that we can say, wait a second, hold on. I have a choice here. I can be the captain of my ship, and I can actually put out a vibration that feels good, and I will get better results. So I want you all to write this down. And I know we've gone over, so I'm just saying that, everyone. I'm aware of time. I want you to write this down. The most important thing is that I feel good.
The most important thing is that I feel good.
So whatever it takes for words for you to say, wait a second, I don't want that. Let me use my reset button. What's the reset button sentence, everyone?
So what do I want?
Let's all say it together.
So what do I want?
So what do I want?
What do I want?
So you say, okay, so what do I want? All right, I'm going to go towards that. I'm going to go towards what I want because it feels what? It feels?
Good.
Good. And if you feel good, the law of attraction is going to give you more.
Good.
Good.
Bravo. Give yourself a round of applause.
Yay.
Woohoo!
Very good. Okay, good. All right, so the main tool that I wanted to leave you with tonight is this idea of really realizing when you say don't, not, no, and having this reset button. So that is the tool that I'm telling you will start to change your life. Because tomorrow morning, I guarantee you, you're going to get up and you're going to go, I don't want to go to work. Wait a second. Oh, I need to change that. What do I want? What do I want? I want whatever. I don't want to do the dishes. There are things in the world that we have to do, like the dishes. I don't want to do the dishes. But if you switch it around and go, so what do I want? I want a clean house. It's going to make me feel good. I want a clean house. So your words are going to change. And when your words change, your vibrations change. When your vibration changes, what changes, everyone? Your
results.
Your results. Your results. So you're going to, as you live in the world and walk through the world, you're going to start to be aware of this, and you're going to start to clean up your negative vibration. And when you clean up your negative vibration, the lack of a negative vibration underneath it, I believe, is positive. And if you start to go towards the positive, everything in your life will start to shift and start to change. Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Cool.
So I want to go around, and I want us three people to say one thing that they learned or going to do differently as a result from this call? Who's going to go first?
Casey.
I'll go first. I'll be a pushy dame.
Oh, okay. Sue, go first.
Understanding that simple direction of what do I want shifts my thinking in an instant, and I really thank you for that.
You're welcome. You see, you can see the power in that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Awesome. Thank you, Sue. Casey, you're next.
Yep. I like the idea of the reset button because I can always tell how I'm feeling, if I'm feeling bad or if I'm feeling good. So when I'm feeling bad, I can hit that reset button, and instead of thinking of what I don't want, I can think of what I do want. And when my words change and my thoughts change, then my vibration changes and my results change.
Good. Very well said. What a good student, Casey. You're the kind of student I want.
You're a great teacher, Max.
Oh, thank you.
That's
all right,
sure.
Who wants to go next? Who wants to share what they learned today, or they're going to walk away?
I'll go. I'm Stephanie.
Okay, Stephanie.
I guess today I had a tough day at work, and I was I'm thinking about the conversation that my administrators had across from me, and I could probably tally up the amount of times they said don't, not, and no.
Yep.
And how much I think that we internalize it, and then those words become so much of our vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's with anything in life. That's with relationships. I mean, that we can't control people's actions. And I'm finally at 39 years old realizing it, that, you know, but the only thing that I can control is the way I perceive it and the way I accept it. And that's like a whole big thing for me. But that's just what hit me, because I could, like, they must have said it, don't, not, no, at least 55 times within an hour.
Yep.
And you know what? I have to choose not.
You're going to be able to you're going to notice it now more than ever. You're going to notice how many times people are doing that. And you know what? If you're in a relationship or you're in a situation where it's someone that you trust or someone that you're like just that you can talk to a little bit, you can use the reset button on someone else and you can say, oh, that's interesting. Well, so what do you want? They will go, what?
Oh, what a great idea.
Well, you know what?
Great tool, Max.
What do I want? I don't know, because you know what? If you ask yourself the question, what do I want, there's so many times I know for myself that I haven't lived for myself, whether it be I be a caretaker or a wife or a teacher or whatever it is. We never stop to say, what do I want? Because you get caught up in the hustle and the bustle and negativity. And I think that's my path. Like, I don't know what I want. I don't know what the hell I want. Is that normal?
And most of us are very in that similar state, but when you start to do this work, you start to pinpoint what you really want, and you start to get the results that you want, because then once your vibration is clear, if you have a clear vibration, you get clear results.
Well, maybe I just do know what I want. I'm just not attracting that.
Yeah, and you have to get clear, and that's going to be in the class, Steph, and we're going to work on it. So thank you, everyone,
okay,
so much. I know we went, you know, for like 60 minutes. Who wants to speak?
I just said thank you, Max.
Thanks,
Max. Sure,
Max,
sure,
I have to go online. Do you have any more? I'm definitely coming, but do you have any more openings, or are you completely closed out?
Just so everyone knows, Stephanie is going to be coming to a live workshop I'm doing in July, but I want to tell everyone that I'm starting a four-week class tomorrow online. So there's going to be 4 weeks, and let me just tell you, there's three steps in this. After this step, there's three steps to the law of attraction. The first is what you're talking about, Steph. The first step is to identify your desire. The second step is to give that desire, to know what you want, and then to give that want your attention, energy, and focus. And the third step is to allow it to come to you. So those are the three steps that we're going to be doing in that live workshop Stephanie is going to be going to, and also the four-week class. It's the same one, but I just separate in 4 weeks. Stephanie, you're going to get the full thing in one day.
Okay.
And I have one more spot for the live one in New York City.
Okay.
So your cousin wants to come or whatever, just let me know. But everyone else that's interested in doing the three-step process over the next 4 weeks, it's a great class, I have to tell you. We go into the step one, getting clear about what you want, step two, giving it attention, and step three, allowing it to come. And I'm telling you, this will be the third round I've done it for the 4 weeks, and I've done the live workshops quite a few times. The results people are getting are blow my mind. I mean, if you really get clear about what you want and you start to do this work, you know, I have someone that got $4,000 in the last class. Somebody else got the job that they really want. Another person is dating almost exactly the kind of guy that she's never been able to find before. Things like this are happening for people because they're doing this work. And so I invite you, if it calls to you, to join us tomorrow. And it's $49 for 4 weeks. And I mean, I'm pretty humble, and I think it's a pretty darn good deal. So it's about an hour for 4 weeks, so it's 4 hours for $49. So just if you want to, there's going to be an email going out to you, and you can go right onto my website, and you can join us. So if that calls to you, then I'd love to have you, everyone.
Max, are you going to record those?
Yeah, they're all recorded, so if you're not going to be able to be on the live call, you'll be able to listen to them.
Okay. Well, I'll hear you in the class. Thank you very much for this.
Thank you, Mac. I'm gonna get right on now and pay and ask my cousin what he wants to do.
Okay, Steph, I need to send you a private PayPal. I'll do that right when we're done.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody. This is really a pleasure.
Yes, thanks, everybody.
Awesome.
Okay,
thank
Aaron.
You.
If you need anything, you can always contact me through my website. And remember, don't, not, and no, and so what do I want? All right. I'm giving you lots of love, and I will talk to you all really soon.
Okay, Mac.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mac.
Bye.
Everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.